total shareholder return then. Let's say that you've got a share price at the beginning of the year with a market price of $10. And during the year, it gave a dividend out of $1.2. And at the end of the year, your share price is $12.9. You have made a gain because your share price has gone from 10 to 12.9, so that's 2.9 gain. Plus, you've had a dividend of 1.2, so you've made a gain of 2.9 plus 1.2. You divide that by your opening share price of 10, and if you could work that out all in your head, you're amazing, but trust me, the answer is 41% total shareholder return. It's actually made up of a capital gain of 29% and a dividend yield of 12%.